Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with Ed Alexander. Ed, on the other side of the glass, engineering today's show, making sure everything comes out sounding A-OK on this Tuesday. It is November 11th, Veterans Day 2014. Thank you to all who put on the uniform and served this country. Also, the Marine Corps celebrating 239 years this week. Happy birthday to the Marine Corps. The Buckmaster Show, we're here on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. And if you aren't in front of a radio, that's okay, because nowadays you can stream the show on your computer, and people do all over the world at buckmastershow.com and KVOI.com. And we have all of our shows pushing now toward 1,000 programs already since we began this venture in January 2011. They're all available at buckmastershow.com. That is our website for all the archives and the podcasts. We'll get this Tuesday edition going, talking with one of the people who make Tucson really a great place to live. Joan Lionetti is the executive director of the environmental nonprofit group Tucson Clean and Beautiful, which was incorporated in 1985 as the flagship for community-based environmental volunteer efforts in Metro Tucson. It's really grown, and we'll talk about some of the popular programs. And we want to welcome Joan and congratulate her. Recently, a live oak tree bred by Savano Nursery, it took them, I guess, about 12 years to do this, specifically, bred specifically for the arid Southwest, has been named in honor of Joan Lionetti. Joan, congratulations.
Thank you, Bill. I'd just like to also say I'm here to honor our veterans on Veterans Day, those that came back and those that lost their lives.
Well, thank you very much for that, and I certainly want to honor my father, Naval Commander Lawrence Clark Buckmaster. I dedicate today's show to him. Joan, the new oak tree will grow, I guess, very well here.
Yes. It's been taken Savano Nursery, Nick Shipley, approximately 12 years to cultivate it. When I received a call from Les Shipley at Savano, I was on my way that same evening, to Scandinavia to take my beloved Thor's ashes to places that he did not get to. And I was totally shocked when I got a telephone call from Les asking me to review the specifics that the tree had been cultivated for our arid desert, specifically for the Tucson, southern Arizona. And when he sent me over the information and I saw it was the Joan line, I was like flabbergasted, absolutely. And me, people will laugh, I was like speechless and so humbled and honored, because Tucson means so much to me.
Yes. And, you know, you started Trees for Tucson in 1989. Any idea how many trees have been planted?
Yes, we've kept track of the trees as well as the significant benefits. And it's well over 100,000 trees, and that's factoring in the mortality issue. And all of those trees were 5-gallon or larger trees.
That's great. 790-2040. Any questions for Joan Lionetti about the way our community looks? And Joan, we've talked about this in the past. We try to clean up the area. I know we had these public service announcements, Lute Olson, Greg Byrne, the UA athletic director, who's going to be with us at 12:30.
Rodriguez.
Rodriguez took part in this, and it was called basically pick it up, you know, get rid of that trash. How are we doing? Is the city looking a little better too?
I think the city's looking much better. That the transportation department has certainly, with their new supervisor in the streets division, has focused on the issue of sustaining and keeping maintenance proper in our medians. I think that's improved, and we're looking at replacement. We're also trying to look at several committees within the city, Trees for Tucson, as well as the Landscape Advisory Committee, looking at how do we get a dedicated funding source that is provided to the Streets Division to maintain our landscape. It is our community asset. It's not just an amenity. It's a necessity for its economic development.
Yeah, it really is. And unfortunately, a lot of our native trees have been withering up, and folks who've looked along the Rialto lately, just doesn't look good.
No, it doesn't.
No.
And I think the limitation of funding within our Parks and Rec, who maintain these areas, it has been quite significant. And we have to look at how do we maintain our new commemorative tree park along the Pantano Wash. Has really been neglected, and not be out of choice, but out of necessity. So we finally, through our land stewardship program, have been able to get a group PEP, and their young people with supervision to go over and support the city's parks and recreation with supplemental maintenance.
And 170 of the 570 planned trees to fill that park already have been planted. For folks who don't know Joan Lionetti, this is a commemorative tree park. It's a great idea. You basically pay $225, and then you can remember a loved one at this park with the tree.
It can be a celebration, a retirement, a birthday, an anniversary, as well as a memorial to someone dear to you, and a certificate is sent. There is a name engraved on a wall, and a tree is planted in perpetuity.
How do you get that going? How, if somebody's interested in that?
You would call Tucson Clean and Beautiful, 791-3109, and an application form can be sent to you, or you can go online, Tucson Clean and Beautiful, and look at Commemorative Tree Park.
The commemorative tree dedication is Friday. Folks may want to check this out, 11 a.m. to noon. And it's located where the park is located?
The park is located off of Golf Links.
West side of the Pantano Park.
The west side.
And so north of Golf Links there.
Yes.
So that would be a great idea for folks.
And Pantano.
I know you really, one of the things you're most proud of, the work you have done with at-risk kids. And this has turned a lot of lives around, young people who maybe they were into something that they shouldn't have been in. Now they're getting a feeling that they're really making a difference. It's the YARDS program, and YARDS, an acronym for...
For Youth Achieving Resource Development Skills.
Mm-hmm.
And I wrote the program in 2006 because we had been working with Pima County Juvenile Court, the crew, with their young people that were on probation, doing a requirement of community service to raise restitution money for victims. And we were doing cleanups with them, and I'd take them out to the landfill, and we'd do projects out there. And I felt quite strongly that these kids would be back on adult probation if they weren't starting to get some definite work skills and a work ethic, as well as the skills. So I wrote the program looking at our Trees for Tucson program and the need for trained landscaping, and what was funded by the Wolfslager Foundation out of Texas, who were the Coca-Cola distributors for Southern Arizona, Stephen Wolfslager. And they have funded the program since 2010.
How many kids have you
and
moved through
had,
the program?
And we've had this Saturday, our graduating class will make it 76 kids have gone through the program.
And you've seen these lives turned around.
We've seen lives turned around. We really feel that the opportunity that we offer the kids, is, but it's up to them to accept the opportunity.
Yes.
And they're selected by their probation officers because they're apparently demonstrating that they really want to get out of the system and they want to turn their lives around. And a direct result, Bill, of our program was that the Pima County Juvenile Court created a position within the court, juvenile court system, for job development, to do outreach to develop jobs and opportunities for these kids, as well as additional training.
All right, we're talking with Joan Lionetti, the longtime director at Tucson Clean and Beautiful. For folks who want shade trees around their home, and it does make a difference, we have them around our home, and it does help cut down the utilities. There's the program. You're working with TRICO and TEP.
And TEP. Yes. We've been partnering with TEP since 1989.
How does that work?
You will fill out an application and provide us with your account number for your utility. That's with TEP, and we will provide you with a selection of trees that are available. They're 5-gallon trees, and you agree to plant them strategically on the east side or the west side, southeast or southwest, not on the north side. And we deliver the trees directly to you. You pay a fee of $8 for the tree, and you agree to plant the tree strategically. And this is a program that also is incorporating in the ability to sequest CO2, deter soil erosion. So there's lots of benefits to the trees.
Joan Lionetti, thank you very much. People should go to TucsonCleanAndBeautiful.org. All the good information about Adopt a Park, Buffalo Grass, recycling, the Memorial Trees, Yards program, it's all there. Joan, thank you. Congratulations on having your own patent-pending live oak tree. Thank you, and congratulations.
Thank you, Bill. Always a pleasure.
This portion of the Buckmaster Show presented by Silver City in Grant County. You know, it's so beautiful over there this time of year, mile-high elevation. Speaking of trees, the Gila National Wilderness, what a great place to walk and get some exercise on a great fall weekend. Again, just 3 hours east of Tucson. Visit Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. Their fine website, southwestnewmexico.org, with all the things to do and places to stay, like Little Toad Creek Inn. We'll be right back.
Are termites chewing on more than your Yule log this holiday season? Five Star Termite and Pest Control's patented foaming process will rid your home of termites before your first snowball fight on Mount Lemmon. So call Five Star today and replace those termite tubes hanging from your ceiling with mistletoe and find someone to smooch under it. Call Five Star at 886-0045 and visit fivestartermite.com.
Five Star Pest Control, and we know what bugs you.
The important message you're about to hear is brought to you by Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona.
Is your water hard to live with? Are you tired of water that tastes bad and smells bad too? Do you have hard water buildup on your shower walls, tile, and faucets? Are you tired of dry skin and dull hair? Are you tired of dingy laundry? What about premature replacing of faucets, fixtures, dishwashers, and water heaters? Well, it's time to do something about it, and Culligan Water of Tucson has a solution. A high-efficiency water softener that can eliminate these problems for $9.95 per month for the first 3 months rental with an annual service agreement. It's easy. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700 for complete details on this introductory offer. This is a limited-time offer, so call us today and start enjoying all the benefits and the savings of a Culligan high-efficiency water softener now. Remember, 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours. But no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
It's the Specialist's biggest sale ever. This Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, everything in our stores is priced up to 70% off. Want some JL subs? We've got them. And we'll even give you the second one free. Need a new amp? How about a Rockford Fosgate for $89? Everything at our lowest prices of the year for 3 days only, November 13th, 14th, and 15th at the Specialist's biggest sale ever. Speedway, Broadway, and Wetmore at the Auto Mall.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Tucson Desert Art Museum, Tucson's newest art museum, is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tanque Verde Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Shelley Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And here's the gentleman that we recommend for all of our financial needs, Shelley Fishman. Shelley, how are you? How's your week going?
Week's going great. Of course, it's still early.
It's still early, but the market's looking good. In fact, in our 4 years of doing these programs, coming up in January, we'll have our four-year anniversary, we've hit you on some high days and some low.
We've had some of each.
But I would say today's near the record high.
We're very close to the record. We're down a tiny bit on the Dow today and up a tiny bit on the NASDAQ. The markets in general are, you know, have recovered from the pullback and have not reacted, as we said they probably wouldn't, not really reacted to the election results. In fact, we've had some reactions that are counterintuitive. Mm-hmm, I mean, we would have expected, for instance, with this new Republican Congress, that the energy sector would have kind of peaked, and instead it didn't. Mm. You know, we may yet see that. But in general, the market is being driven by corporate results and very, very good, steady results in the economy. I mean, on Friday, we had another good jobs report. Unemployment came down, I think it's 5.8% now. We haven't seen unemployment records like that since, 2007. We're seeing exports. One of the things that we have to worry about a little bit is the strength of the dollar. As the dollar gets stronger and stronger, you and I were just talking about the dollar versus the euro, and if you're going to be traveling in the Eurozone.
Yeah, which you're going to be doing.
Yes. Maybe now is a good time to kind of stock up on euros.
Yeah.
So that's good if you're going to be spending money in Europe. But if you're selling things to Europe, then the stronger dollar, of course, is not good. And that can hurt our manufacturing. I heard a story today, maybe it was yesterday, I think it was today, on some of the backup that we have in our two big ports here on the West Coast,
Long Beach
and Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And there are container ships just sitting there for weeks because they can't get a berth to get in and get unloaded.
Wow.
And that's going to have an effect. Of course, we're looking for a fairly good Christmas shopping season. And if stores can't get their stocks because the ships can't get unloaded, that's a problem.
You know, and that's why the folks down in Guaymas are making that case, Shelley,
absolutely,
for a deep water port down there.
Well, they're building it.
They're going ahead.
They're going
ahead,
as far as I know.
Because Long Beach, as you say, is just stacked up.
Yes, and so is Los Angeles.
Yeah, and they can't get in.
So, you know, when you have one of these ships in queue, and I'm not an expert in this. The number that I think I heard was 12,000 containers on the largest of these ships.
Oh my goodness!
You know what 12,000 containers of t-shirts is?
Yeah, and of course this is a case like the taxi that's in traffic. Think about it; the meter's running.
Right.
I mean, the folks who are on those ships. And
right. The cost of that inventory keeps on, you know.
I mean, just because it made it
day,
to port doesn't
It's got to make it to the shop. It's got to be delivered to the ultimate, the wholesaler. At that point, the manufacturer gets paid. But what we're seeing, Bill, is a very strong, steady economy. Kind of, in some ways, the wonder of the world. You know, we knew that certain emerging economies in China were going to grow faster than us. But what we've seen from the developed economies, especially those that were badly affected by the 2008 recession, that we have just recovered far more readily and steadily than any of those economies has. And when you take a look, for instance, Europe right now, they're talking about the possibility of another recessionary period, or at least a flat period, potentially some deflation in Europe. You know, Europe is our largest trading partner. So, you know, we used to say when the U.S. gets a cold, the world sneezes. Well, guess what? When Europe gets a cold, you know, we've got some contagion here. So the world is very closely tied together. Our markets are bullish in that they really think that we're going to be able to continue to lead the industrialized world out of this, you know, fairly disturbing economic period of the past 6 or 7 years.
You had predicted this year we would be up what now?
About 10, and we're there already again.
Okay, at 10, and last year and the year before you also
had,
but
no,
you, but you still you've had some very,
been very
accurate,
good. Yeah,
very
last
accurate.
Year I was saying 12 to 15, and we got to 30.
What do you do when the thing about sell high, buy low? So if you're an investor right now, it's in the high side, but you want to get in.
Well, you know, that's an interesting question. If you've been sitting on the sidelines for whatever reason, fear has been paralyzing your ability to participate.
But you're ready
in this
now.
Market.
You're ready.
If you're ready now, I think you should certainly dip your foot in the water. I would be very, very careful right now. We're, you know, toward the end of an economic cycle, so I would If you asked me this question 3 weeks ago, I would have said, yeah, we've got some weakness. Let's buy on the weakness. I would continue to sit on the sidelines right now waiting for some weakness before I
keep
plunged
it in cash,
keep it in cash or keep it in something that's going to pay you dividends. or interest. You know, there are some ways of investing in equities that have high dividend histories that at least if the market is flattens out or goes down, you're going to get something that will contribute to that investment. I would work very closely with advisors right now. This is not a time for amateurs to kind of be doing it on their own.
Well, this is why I asked, because this is what you do, and that's the kind of question Absolutely. You would welcome to talk to someone about it. They want to get in, but they're a little, you know, maybe they're very cautious, which they should be.
As we started talking a couple of weeks ago, I'm beginning to read more and more economists who are thinking that the pullback, you know, some sort of recessionary period or some sort of slowdown could occur as early as 2015. That isn't the majority view at this point. The majority view is saying 2016 would be the time. Mm. But we know we're coming to the, you know,
and
to the maturity
say, an end
of this
of
cycle.
A cycle right now. ShellyFishman.com is your website, but we recommend folks go to BuckmasterShow.com, which gets you a bonus there. You get all of our shows, and then you can link up to Shelly. Shelly, what's a good number to reach you?
Well, the best one is 940-0884. That hits me wherever I am because I always have a cell with me.
And you're always willing to talk.
You know, I am. I just love talking to people. That's what I do.
You're a people person. Okay, Shelly, have a great week.
You too, Bill.
Thanks.
Voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelly Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial planner. Shelly can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shellyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
The Regional Transportation Authority has completed more than 570 projects to date. Our projects range from new roadway lanes to new transit services, plus new sidewalks and bike lanes. The Regional Transportation Authority also funds crosswalks for added pedestrian safety and new signal technology to keep people and goods moving. We're improving safety and regional mobility for you. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Viro Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Viro Amore on the web at viroamore.com.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Get Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 per month.
Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Plus, get your first month free. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Ends 1/4/15. Price excludes taxes, fees, and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Visit coxbusiness.com for internet speed options and details. Actual speeds vary. Other restrictions apply.
The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 27 years as the place to see fine Persian and top quality imported and antique rugs at competitive, affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery is located in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and on the web at ruggalleryaz.com. Also, look for us on Facebook. Call 571-RUGS, that's 571-7847. Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. The following segment on our program presented by Cox Business. Cox serving Southern Arizona businesses through a world-class network providing voice, data, and internet solutions. I strongly urge you to get to know the business side of Cox at coxbusinessaz.com. Joining me now on the Buckmaster Show, Regina Byrne is here. Regina's chair of the Festival of Trees Tucson and her husband, University of Arizona Athletic Director, and honorary chair of the Festival of Trees Tucson, Greg Byrne, is here as well. Greg and Regina, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Tell me, Regina, this event gets underway November 19th. It's going to go through the 22nd. What are we talking about here with this Festival of Trees?
Well, it's actually a fundraiser, and it's a collaborative effort between Make-A-Wish Arizona and Ronald McDonald House Charities of Southern Arizona, and the two have come together to put together this wonderful festival. And what we're asking, first of all, it's kind of a multi-part sort of event. We get the community involved, and we... I'm distracted. I'm looking at this website.
At your website, yeah, which we've got up there.
Right.
It's Festival Trees, November 19th and 20th. And so Make-A-Wish Foundation, we've talked to the folks there. They do such a great job. And Greg, Ronald McDonald House. I mean, this is an area that folks from all over the Southwest come here and they get wonderful service.
Yeah, two great charities. In fact, last week I was telling Regina that I was flying to Orlando, and then the row in front of me on my American flight were two Make-A-Wish families going to Disney World, and got to talk to them a little bit about it. Just the impact they were having on those families was incredible, and people know the Ronald McDonald House, and when families are in need of places to stay when they're having their children and their families that have serious medical needs, Ronald McDonald House does a wonderful job of supporting so many families. And so Regina, to her credit, decided that she wanted to do something to help support these two charities, and has a good group of people around her who are supporting her. And they made me the honorary chair, which means I don't have to do any work.
All you have to do is show up for these events.
Yeah, and it's going to be a really nice event where there's going to be a lot of really incredible Christmas trees, including one we have in our house right now that is, Regina's called it A, as in Arizona, A Christmas tree, and it's got block A's all over it. So it should be a really fun event for everybody to come out and see.
Okay, Regina, there are four events here. They're all unique. You've got two adult and then two for family. On the 19th from 5 to 8 in the evening, this is the festival sneak peek. Trees are going to be available for pre-purchase, and they'll be tasting, and hopefully we'll need hot chocolate if it ever cools off, right? And this is going to be offered by Tucson Originals Restaurants. Tickets will be $25 per person. Then things, Regina, really get going, I guess, with your premiere event on the 20th.
Correct. And that is where all of our Christmas trees will be available for auction. So the great thing is you come to our event, you purchase a Christmas tree, we will wrap it up and deliver it to your home the next day. So,
really? Door-to-door service?
Yeah. We're you know, that's mm-hmm. the kind of people we are.
Yeah.
Well, and I do have to tell you, Bill, we have modified our festival. And so instead of a 4-day festival, it's only a 2-day festival now.
Okay.
Wednesday and Thursday, with Thursday being our premier event.
Okay, so you telescoped it down to two. Probably a good idea, so if people can kind of just focus on that. So much going on this time of year. And Greg, you're going to be hosting a lot of these. There's an auction that's going to be going on.
There's going to be an auction part of it.
You're going to put on your auction hat.
I am. I don't talk quite as fast as an auctioneer, but I've done a few auctions in my time.
Yeah.
And we'll see if we can raise some money, obviously, for these two great charities. People will get to take home a Christmas tree with a lot of great, not only decorated beautifully, but there will be some, a few with some gifts attached to it as well. And so it's really a unique fundraising event that we think will make a heck of an impact on these charities. It will be a great thing for people to be there and be included with. And, you know, it's actually not a huge venue, so I hope.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, the venue, we need to talk about that. It's 160 South Scott Avenue, Scottish Rite Temple.
Correct.
Scottish Rite Cathedral, excuse me.
Right.
So how will that be set up down there?
So it's a beautiful building in downtown Tucson. It's on actually the historic registry of buildings, and it's right across the street from the Children's Museum. And I have never been there, and people working on our committee who are longtime residents of Tucson have never stepped foot in the building. And when they do, they're just overcome with the beauty of the building. So imagine 25 plus Christmas trees in this building. So, and with the whole renovation of downtown Tucson, we thought it would be a great idea to incorporate our event into downtown Tucson to try to bring more people to that area, since there's a huge urban renewal going on in that area. So we're really excited and very thrilled that Scottish Rite Cathedral has decided to help us and also be one of our sponsors.
Have we done a festival of trees, Regina, a Byrne, in the past, or is this a new thing?
So the Byrne family has done a festival of trees when we lived in Mississippi.
Really?
And our town of 25,000, Starkville, Mississippi, they were very, very gracious to us. We hosted this event twice there. The first time we ever did this was in an armory. And
that took some work to turn into a Christmas lamp, let me tell you.
It was like putting lipstick on a pig. We had to hide the artillery and the big tanks and whatnot behind these backdrops.
I mean, sticking a tree in the muzzle of a huge piece of artillery is taking
it's
it
all. Unique.
That's right. Yeah. And then the second year we hosted, we actually were able to host it on the Mississippi State campus.
Wow.
And in the baseball practice facility, which was very a really fun event. And so it took me a while before I got my feet on the ground here in Tucson before I decided to branch out and really do something of my own.
And decide on what particular areas you would like to focus on.
Right.
Because let's face it, Mr. and Mrs. Byrne, what makes this community special, and I've been around for going on 30 years, this is really a caring place, Greg.
It absolutely is.
I mean, people here, they really dig deep.
They do.
And, you know, it's not that wealthy a community, but there are people who give of their time, and they give what they can.
Well, we see it with our own athletics department. We have so many people throughout the community who give us generously, so we can have an intercollegiate athletics department that give generously to the university. But not only that, so many of the people that give to those two areas of our university also give to countless charities in the community. And we, having Regina and I involved with this, we thought it'd send a great message as a way to give back to this great community who gives so much to us, to our athletics department, to our student athletes in our university. And so this will be a great evening. And I think a lot of the trees, I know Amy Miller, Sean Miller's wife, is doing a tree. And,
oh, good.
And so that may have a little bit of an Arizona basketball theme to it.
Yeah.
And so it'll really be a unique way for people to get out and come together as a community and support these great charities and just make our community stronger.
And I want to do a shout out to my friend Pam Krim at Cox Communications, Cox Business. Pam has done just a fabulous job, Greg and Regina, with the whole Make-A-Wish Arizona and helping some of these folks make their wish come true.
Absolutely. I mean, thank you for giving a shout out to Pam. She has been one of my instrumental people in making this event happen, and also Cox Communication is one of our sponsors for festival, so I do want to give them some love now.
And you should. They're really a caring group. They do so much to help so many people in this community. So let's go over a couple of things here. Wednesday and Thursday, November 19th, the preview on Wednesday. Then the 19th, things really get underway at the downtown Scottish Rite Cathedral, 160 South Scott Avenue. Probably the best place would be to go to the website, festivaloftreestucson.com. Would that be
correct.
It?
That is correct. That
All
is
right.
correct.
Greg,
thank you.
Well, we sure hope everybody will be out there, and just like you said, all the information is there at festivaloftreestucson.com, and sponsorship information is there, table information, and Regina, I think we're going to have some opportunities for people to really buy some neat trees and be engaged in a lot of cool ways.
Get your voice ready there, Greg, as you do some of the auction.
But Regina's always said I have a face for radio, so I have a voice for radio too.
Mr. and Mrs. Byrne, thank you very much. Thank you for both of you and the work you do in our community. Thanks.
Thank you for having
Thanks.
Us.
Get to know the business side of Cox at coxbusinessaz.com. We'll be right back on the Buckmaster Show.
It's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours, but no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
It's the Specialist's biggest sale ever. This Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, everything in our stores is priced up to 70% off. Want some JL subs? We've got them. And we'll even give you the second one free. Need a new amp? How about a Rockford Fosgate for $89? Everything at our lowest prices of the year for 3 days only, November 13th, 14th, and 15th, at the Specialist's biggest sale ever. Speedway, Broadway, and Wetmore at the Auto Mall.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
All right, punch it, boys. We got some gold in them thar hills. You know, I think this is the road that leads to the...
The road to what, disaster? I thought you had this car checked out.
Well, I took it to one of those quirky loop places. Shh, we're being followed.
We are Federales, amigos. Why are you broke down here, eh?
Well, we should have taken our truck to Perfection Auto Works for the free 26-point inspection. By the way, I need to see your badges.
We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges.
Don't get stuck without your car or truck getting our free safety check before you hit the road on your next adventure. Call 323-8650. That's 323-8650 or perfectionautoworks.com.
Sunlink Streetcar, Sun Shuttle, Twin Peaks Interchange, Valencia Road, Houghton Road, Saharita Road, McGee Road. Just a few examples of projects funded through the Regional Transportation Authority. Since voter approval of the RTA plan in 2006, the RTA and its member jurisdictions have completed more than 570 projects to make our transportation network safer and less congested. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Immerse yourself in these fascinating wonders of science with the new UA SciPass. Explore Flandreau Science Center, Stewart Observatory Mirror Lab, and Biosphere 2 at a 39% total savings by purchasing your UA SciPass for only $30. This VIP pass is brought to you in partnership with the UA Bookstore and can be purchased by visiting b2science.org. Visit all these amazing science projects today with the new UA Science Pass. This portion of the Buckmaster Show brought to you by our friend Mike Emery and his team at Perfection Auto Works. I've checked out Mike's operation. Strongly recommend this locally owned business. For everything automotive, check out perfectionautoworks.com. And Mike will take very good care of whatever automobile you happen to be driving. In a new book published by the University of Arizona Press titled Demigods of Speedway, Tucson University of Arizona professor of fiction, Aurelie Sheehan, explores issues facing Tucson, poverty, racism, and the vacuum created by the neglect of the young. Ms. Sheehan is the author of two novels, a novella, and two previous short story collections, most recently The Jewelry Box, a collection of histories. Her work has appeared in many publications, including the New York Times, New England Review, and the Southern Review. Nice to meet you, Aurelie.
It's great to be here, Bill.
Tell me a little bit about how you put together this collection. What was the genesis of this project?
Well, we were both here in 2008, 2009, and I think you can probably remember, as so many people can, that we were really struggling. I mean, the whole country was when the recession hit, but Tucson has a pretty thin margin. We have a lot of people who are struggling economically. And so when the recession hit, I just looked around me and everywhere I saw, you know, businesses going under, foreclosures, people looking to losing their jobs, looking for other work, wondering if they had to move. So I began to look around at Tucson too and appreciate it in a new way.
A lot of people live on the edge here.
Yeah, they do. And, you know, the recession isn't quite over here in Tucson. I think there's always going to be that kind of struggle to survive. And I think of it as pretty heroic.
People living paycheck to paycheck. And some of those people you write about.
I do.
Yeah.
In my book, Demigods on Speedway, I have a wide range of characters. But the thing that brings them all together is that they're all in Tucson, and it's all set in 2008, 2009. And one way or the other, they are sort of grappling with or experiencing the economic divide.
The protagonist really is Tucson.
You know, that's a great way of putting it. I'd say that's true. It's not the first time I've written about Tucson, but it's the first time that, as you say, Tucson has been the center of the story.
Speaking with Aralee Sheehan, the book Demigods on Speedway, her collection of short stories. Tell me a little bit about the way mythology is woven. It's very interesting. It plays a big role in the collection. Were you into mythology as a kid?
I was. Do you remember that book? I think it's called, I never know how to pronounce it, Dolores' Book of Greek Myths. It was this big picture book, and it was beautiful. I think it came out in the 60s or 70s, and I just loved that book. And even today, when I think about the Greek gods, I think about the illustrations in that. You can still buy it. It's really, really great.
I'm really big about sense of place. Some places have a soul, maybe others don't. Some have said our neighbors up just recently, the Arizona Republic was writing about, does Phoenix have a soul? Well, I can tell you, Tucson has a soul. There's something here that obviously attracts people from all over, and they feel that there is this sense of place here. What do you think about that?
I think you're absolutely right. And that gets back to this idea of Greek mythology. I mean, when I thought of the Greek gods and goddesses, and even the demigods, I thought of characters who are both immortal, but also endangered in some way, in danger of being ignored or not remembered. And I kind of feel that way about some of the characters in my book. They are people who are valiant, but they're the tasks that they do and the successes that they have and sometimes the difficulties that they have are oftentimes invisible.
What is it like to write about kind of unsavory characters? And there's a fair share of them in Demigods on Speedway.
You know, sometimes it can be a lot
of fun.
Is
it exhausting?
It can be a lot of fun, yeah. But it's also pretty hard, you know, sometimes to look into the heart of darkness, if you will. But the thing is that everybody is complex. So even if some of my characters have some character traits or attitudes that I find maybe even reprehensible, they also have complicated lives. And for me as a writer, I'm just really curious about exploring that.
One character in particular stands out, sort of a Zeus of the book. He's not the most likable guy. Want to tell us about that character?
Sure. His name is Zero, and he is a bigwig. He's pretty wealthy, and he just drives. The book opens with him having a kind of monologue. He's writing a book, and he's sort of proclaiming to himself in the luxury and privacy of his fancy automobile. And I guess I feel like that sense of literally driving by people in their lives is something that I wanted to call attention to.
That is the character that just, I think, sets such a tone. It is the opening character, and I think this is a character, Aralee, that a lot of people could identify with in this town.
Yeah, I know.
Kind of driving through some of our poorer areas of town, from where this gentleman works to the foothills,
mm-hmm,
or wherever.
Right.
I think a lot of people could identify with this person.
I mean, I think that a lot of us literally drive by. It doesn't mean that we're cold-hearted, and that we as people at this time in history kind of need to find a way to stop the car, as it were, or find a way to engage in our community in ways that might be a little bit more involved than previously.
Did you know you wanted to be a writer even as a girl, a young girl?
I did. I always loved reading.
Who did you read as a kid?
Well, I read Nancy Drew. Mm-hmm. I read Tolkien, The Hobbit. Then I sort of segued into Vonnegut and Tom Wolfe. And then naturally I went to The Naked Lunch for a little while there in college. So I've gone through a lot of different kind of reading styles.
And you're teaching fiction.
I am. I really love teaching. I've been at the U of A for about 14 years now, and I teach undergrads and graduates.
Auralee Sheehan, author of Demigods on Speedway, a collection of short stories. A pleasure talking to you. Now I'm going to tell folks where they can meet you at an event coming up. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
We've been talking with author Auralee Sheehan about her new book of short stories published by the University of Arizona Press, which will be presenting an event along with Primavera Foundation. It's a celebration of resilience of the Tucson community this Friday, November the 14th from 5:30 to 7 at Las Abuelitas.
Yeah.
440 East 26th Street. The event will feature a reading, a book signing by Ms. Sheehan, live music and refreshments. The event is free and open to all. Good luck to you, Auralee.
Thanks so much.
Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show, provided by Culligan. All of our in-studio guests enjoy a nice chilled bottle of Culligan water. Culligan, for all your residential and commercial water needs. Coming up this afternoon, the local talk continues for Tucson at 4, one of our local talk shows with Mike Shaw. That's 4 to 5. Then Wake Up Tucson and the Daily Double with Chris DeSimone. We have 3 hours of local talk programming from 6 to 9. And then it's the Buckmaster Show. I'll be back tomorrow at 12:04 along with Ed Alexander, and we'll do it all over again with our midweek edition. Until then, have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.